And this morning, we're also trying to learn more about the husband and wife who carried out a massacre last week at a holiday party in San Bernardino, California. A lot about Tashfeen Malik and Saeed Farouk remains a mystery. We do know that before marrying Farouk and immigrating to the U.S., Malik spent time in Pakistan. And as a young woman, she studied at a religious school, a madrasa, called the Al-Huda. And she pursued a degree in pharmacology in Pakistan. Aisha Sadiqa is a Pakistan-based military expert, and she's been looking at how people get radicalized. She suggests that activities at those institutions could have played a role.
I visited the campus, the Bahauddin Zikriya University campus, where Tashfeen Malik got educated. I mean, this was a campus where a lot of, you know, radical elements came in and out. A couple of militant organizations have their student wings operating there as well. But it was not that the entire student body is radicalized. I spoke to a number of students. They feel a bit anxious that their university is being treated as radical.
You said that militant groups have their student organizations on campus. What exactly are those organizations and what are they doing?
Basically, what they do is recruit people, finance them, finance their education, convert them to their ideology, to a more radical fundamentalist perspective. But it's done very selectively. In fact, the organizations who have student wings have become very strategic in how they recruit people. A militant organization like Lashkar-e-Taiba, for instance, which was involved in the Mumbai attacks in India.
Mm-hmm.
Now, LET, Lashkar-e-Taiba, has associations. I mean, they have medical doctors who are members. They have farmers. So, you know, they've created an outreach program where these militant outfits had infiltrated.
Could you imagine Tashfeen Malik being targeted by one of these student groups on campus?
I can imagine that she might have been approached. I mean, you can't rule that out, but we don't know until it is investigated. There's two phases in which conversion might have happened. First is converting to the idea of accepting a particular interpretation of Islam without questioning it. Now, that might have happened. She went, apparently went to Al-Huda, which is a hybrid madrasa, what I call more modern madrasas for women. And then she might have been approached at the university. But let's not forget that she had also lived in Saudi Arabia, probably in an environment which supported a certain kind of interpretation of religion, which is more hardline.
You mentioned Al-Huda, this network of schools that you said are sort of like madrasas. Tashfeen Malik attended one there, as you said. Can you tell me a little bit more about this network of schools, what role it's played?
Well, its principal objective is to get access to upper-middle-class women.
Different from madrasas, which are generally known for going after people who are less well-off.
Yeah, and the thing is that they have a very stringent and strict interpretation of how a woman should be presented in a Muslim society. Al-Huda does not encourage or does not talk about jihad, but Quran, the holy book for the Muslims, it's not just about the text of the book. It's how different scholars of Islam have over years, over centuries, interpreted it. Now, the interpretation which Al-Huda uses is much more orthodox, much more in the flavor of Wahhabi Islam that you find in Saudi Arabia and the Gulf,
mm-hmm.
which has very kind of stringent perspective as far as laws, as far as women is concerned. Now, it creates a certain frame of religious interpretation. And anyone who's then interested to explore it more, the same line of thinking, could ultimately reach a point where you begin to look at how do you change the society around you? How do you make it a perfect Islamic society, which was there 1400 years ago?
Aisha, thanks very much for talking to us. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
That was Aisha Sadiqa, an author and military expert based in Pakistan. She's currently researching the sociology of radicalism. Now, we did reach out to Bahauddin University and Al-Huda. Officials from the university got back to us saying their school, quote, condemns terrorism and extremism in any form.